If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Phasing out virus task force.
We're now looking at a little bit of a different form.
Clinical trial for possible vaccine.
The beginning of trying to get to the end of the pandemic.
Treatment while working for Justice Ginsburg.
She'll hear arguments from her hospital bed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. There's a Trump administration shift in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic that continues to take more than 1,000 lives a day in this country. CBS News White House correspondent Paula Reed.
The task force has done a phenomenal job.
President Trump suggested his coronavirus task force of medical experts may be dissolved as the White House shifts its focus from saving lives to reopening the economy.
Safety and opening will have a different group probably set up for that.
President Trump continued to praise his own response to the pandemic while trying to shift blame to President Obama.
Don't forget, the cupboard was bare. The other administration, the last administration, left us nothing.
Pressed on why he didn't do more to prepare, the president said he was busy.
I have a lot of things going on. We had a lot of people that refused to allow the country to be successful. They wasted a lot of time on Russia. That turned out to be a total hoax.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The president says it's possible more lives will be lost, but he insists social distancing will be the rule as Americans return to work.
We can be in place, work in place, and also mitigate.
He tells ABC he doesn't trust the projections that have emerged this week, forecasting 3,000 deaths per day or 135,000 deaths total by August.
These models have been so wrong from day one.
Still, Mr. Trump says he's been struck by the massive loss of life.
I mean, you're talking about filling up Yankee Stadium with death.
And he insists it's powerfully affected him.
I don't sleep at nights thinking about it.
Dr. Rick Bright, the former federal point man on vaccines, has filed a formal whistleblower complaint, as we hear from CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Bright says he encountered resistance from HHS leadership, including Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who appeared intent on downplaying this catastrophic threat, and that Bright's persistent demands for urgent action had caused an S-storm. Bright also warned in January the U.S. would need 3.5 billion N95 masks and suggested putting together a disaster leadership group.
New York City's venerable and massive subway system went silent overnight, round-the-clock service coming to a stop for several hours of disinfecting. System Chairman Patrick Foy says it'll continue till further notice.
This is critical to ensure the health and safety of our employees and customers.
It's the first planned closure in the subway's 115-year history. Correspondent Mola Lenghi reports this morning on a key test of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine.
360 healthy volunteers will initially get the two-dose treatment of Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech's clinical trial vaccine.
It's the beginning of trying to get to the end of the pandemic.
Dr. Edward Walsh from the University of Rochester Medical Center is helping run the study.
What we learned from this vaccine study, even if not the final and end-all effective vaccine, will provide us data that will help move possibly other vaccines forward.
A new study concluded that a mutated strain from Europe, which migrated to the East Coast, is more dominant than the original strain from China. Scientists from the National Lab in Los Alamos say that the new mutation is more contagious creates more of the virus inside the body and can reinfect COVID-19 survivors.
Justices on the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case remotely today. As CBS's Pam Coulter tells us, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be in a hospital room.
The 87-year-old Ginsburg will participate by phone as she recovers from a gallstone-related infection. The Affordable Care Act case involves Trump administration rules that allow more employers to cite a religious or moral objection to opt out of providing no-cost birth control to women without offering another way they can get coverage. Little Sisters of the Poor, an order of Roman Catholic nuns, has been instrumental in challenging Obama-era requirements.
Doctors are seeing some children in intensive care with severe symptoms that could be linked to the coronavirus. Here's CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
14-year-old Jack McMorrow loves music and video games. 2 weeks ago, a rash on his hands quickly led to a fever of over 104 degrees. He was rushed to the ICU and tested positive for COVID-19. John McMorrow is his father.
His heart rate was over 160. It was the scariest point in my life.
Researchers are now investigating COVID cases like Jack's and the symptoms of a mysterious illness. It resembles Kawasaki disease. Symptoms include persistent fever, rash, swollen lymph nodes, and inflammation of the heart, eyes, mouth, and skin.
A federal judge has ordered New York's presidential primary has to take place as scheduled June 23rd. It had been canceled because of the virus pandemic. In Brunswick, Georgia, there have been protests over the lack of arrests in the February shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. CBS's Omar Villafranca says the death was caught on cell phone video.
Arbery was confronted by Gregory McMichael and his son Travis, who shot Arbery twice with a shotgun before the 25-year-old collapsed and died. Arbery's mother, Wanda Jones.
He was out for his daily jog, and he was hunted down like an animal and killed.
Gregory McMichael was the only witness in the police report. He told investigators Arbery violently attacked his son, and the two fought over the shotgun before Travis shot him twice. Attorney Lee Merritt represents Arbery's family.
Both of the McMichaels should be behind bars.
McMichael is a former law enforcement officer who used to work for the local DA. Due to conflicts of interest, the case is now on its third prosecutor, who says he will ask a grand jury to bring charges.
A California appeals court has overturned most of a 2017 verdict that awarded Quincy Jones more than $9 million in royalties from Michael Jackson's estate. It was a battle over Jackson songs produced by Jones that were used in a concert, film, and stage shows. The court stripped almost $7 million from the award. Airlines are scrambling to get passengers back on board as the pandemic takes a steep toll on travel.
Frontier Airlines is offering passengers a new option. For an extra $39, Frontier will make sure the seat next to you is empty. The airline is calling it a more room seat assignment with a confirmed empty middle seat, designed for passengers who want extra peace of mind during the coronavirus pandemic or simply additional comfort. 18 more room seats will be made available on flights starting Friday and running through the end of August. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Many people who've been staying home have been watching more television, and it turns out the pandemic has been good for the Food Network. Its ratings were up 25% last month over the same time a year ago. HGTV says viewership was up 22%. Both networks have adjusted programming or are planning to cater to the new normal. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.